As the great Helen Reddy once sang, more determined to achieve my final goal. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode 44 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm your host, Pete. Alongside me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. Hey, what's in that bottle?
You got an easy one for me.
I did?
It is. It's CS, Cabernet Sauvignon. Substance, Washington State. This is the Charles Smith, right?
It is. You remembered.
See?
Look at that.
I pay attention sometimes.
Every once in a while. Yeah, the 2016. It's so delicious. Lots of
we
like.
We had this the other night, right? Didn't we have?
We had some at our party, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had it on air, though.
No. I feel like we had this with Jen and Boone recently. No, they had another Charles Smith that they, from our.
The Viognier.
The Viognier. That's what it was.
Yeah. But this one has got big cab flavors like blackberry and cassis and black olive and delicious.
It's big. It's good.
Big and beautiful.
Big and beautiful.
That's what people say about me.
Well.
Oh. Just what I like to think of myself.
Come on now.
All right. Well, let's just jump right into it. How's the views from the couch? I mean,
views from the couch. I had a lot to catch up on.
Well, I don't want Linda upset.
No. And she had some corrections to me last time. They were not in, I think I said that they were in Colombia.
No,
Cartagena.
No.
Where did I say they were?
Casablanca.
I said they were in Casablanca, the Real Housewives of New York. They were actually in Cartagena.
Okay.
Is where they
those
were.
Two things aren't
totally different.
Other than starting with
starts
a C.
Starts with a C. And CA, right?
They're not even.
Yeah, not even close.
Not even in the ballpark.
I don't know. Maybe I was thinking Humphrey Bogart when Casablanca. I'm not really sure. But yes, they were in Cartagena. So Linda was, you know, kind enough to correct me on that one. She likes to keep me honest. Then my Real Housewives Orange County, the OGs, that's the original housewife. Series, they actually went to Mexico this week, and like these women are older than me, some of them are significantly older than me, and they drink like hardcore. So
not just one glass on a podcast.
No, like Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon, like they are hardcore. They're doing shots of tequila, and so they got so drunk. Tamara, she does like the muscle, like the bodybuilding competitions. Hmm. So she's obviously has a very nice body. She was like naked, hot tubbing, and she like jumped into the hot tub and shattered her foot. So it's like, just, you know, when you're drunk, you know, don't jump into hot tubs. It's a lesson learned, or just don't jump into. But like these,
or drink in moderation.
Right. I mean, like I honestly, you know, Lynn and I were talking about this, like. I don't know how they do this. And they do this on these trips all the time. Like those three, like hardcore. And I'm just, you know, the other day we had a couple of, you know, vodka drinks. And well, I had a couple of vodka drinks and then we had some wine. And like the next day I was hurting.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I'm old. I can't do this. And then I watch these shows and these women, like they go on these trips and they're drinking nonstop and they're doing shots and
for days at a time.
Ooh. I can't. I mean, it's like two glasses of wine and I'm done. I'm good. So it was pretty funny.
So really the question is, all right, so you can't, but do you want to?
I don't want to feel like I did. So after, the day after. So if I didn't feel like crap the next day, hell yeah, I'll drink for like 3-4 days. Why not? It's great. Wine's good. It tastes yummy. But I just...
Let's be clear, though. Sans kids. Like, you wouldn't do that.
No, yeah. You know.
With the kids around.
Well, she goes to school.
Well, you just never know how people are going to interpret this, right?
We had a babysitter. We had a babysitter.
Well, we were fine coming home. It was that bottle.
It was the last bottle. That was your idea.
I know. It was delicious, but it hurt me too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was just like the next day, and I had like a busy day at work. I'm like, IMing with Linda, and I'm like, I can't. She's like, damn, you're, I'm like, I just can't. I'm like, I was just in pain. I even told my boss, I'm like, dude, I'm hungover today. I'm like, she's like, really? And she never hears me say that because it's very rare that we do like a Sunday fun day. We haven't done that in a long time where we've done Sunday fun days, but not where like.
No, I mean, well, we don't ever go.
And we don't drink that much anymore. I think that's the key. Right. Like we have one glass or two glasses the most. So when we go past that, plus the vodka didn't help. And those were, they were strong drinks for me. So, right. But so yeah, I'm just amazed by these women and their trips and the ability to drink as they can. Cause I just can't do it. I just can't do it. So.
Well, maybe someday it's something to aspire to.
Maybe when I'm 50, I'll be able to do it. I don't know. So yeah. So I did that. And then, I don't know, just been trying to catch up on all my shows. It's a lot of shows. Nothing too exciting going on in them. I caught up on all my Food Network shows, so I was happy with that. Found out who the next Food Network star is. I won't say anything because I don't want to be a spoiler. Who knows? I don't think any of our people listen to watch Food Network shows, though.
Well, I mean, there's dozens of them. You can't speak for all of them.
Right. And you know what? I think Linda does, and I don't know if she's caught up all the way. So,
Big Brother has bothered me this year.
Big Brother is boring this year.
It is. It's so boring.
So boring.
And, you know, so that's one that we watch together, yes. And the kids typically watch it.
Even Michaela likes watching Big Brother. Even Michaela.
we'll watch it. And, like, this season is so boring. And it's their 20th. Season, right? Like, I would think they would have gotten, like, this cast dialed in, been ready to go.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if a show like this probably jumped the shark, like, 10 years ago, but really has become almost a caricature of itself, and it's tough for anybody to play it. But yet they still seem to find people who expect people to be honest within the house, and that's just now annoying.
Yeah. Like, they get all mad when people lie. Oh, this past episode when
Bailey,
like, went she off lost, on... Yeah, she lost it. I mean, and you saw, like, there was blood in her mouth. Like, she got so angry, and it was real, like, raw. Like, she got... Yeah. And, like, Tyler was just like, why? How did it get so bad so fast, you know? And he's just playing the game. I mean...
Right, and I think that's the problem, maybe the secret formula... For yeah. Big Brother is the fact that they're trapped in a house and everyday life you get into a routine, even right. though you got things going on, whatever, cameras yeah. and all that. But you still get into a routine, everyday life, you feel closer to these people than you really are.
Right. Right? Well, I mean, her and Swaggy are in love after like 3 days together, so.
Right. But any dude that calls himself Swaggy, I mean.
I just don't.
Anyway. But my point being that it becomes over... Like, you become overly sensitive to
right,
stuff because,
exactly.
you know, it. So in their mind, it's like their best friend right. is stabbing them in the back.
Right.
And even you've known them for 4 weeks or whatever. And
they forget that it's a game. Right. Like, everyone's stabbing everyone in the back. I mean, it's just,
right. That's just the game. But so I watch it because the kids, you know, watch it gives right. us something to chat about.
Yeah,
because
we don't have much to talk with. But like, we needed every help we can with teenagers as right. far as talking.
Right. It's hard enough to pull info out of them. So that, yeah. but it's just not a very, it really is not a good show.
Even the celebrity version was better than this version, I feel. And that was like,
and that was pretty,
stupid. Hard to watch too. So, yeah. But yeah. So, and then
I'm much more interested in American Ninja Warrior.
Oh,
I just love that show.
It's a good show.
And
oh,
now,
yeah.
Now Michaela's all into it.
Yeah, she loves it. She'd rather watch Ninja Warrior than like her dance shows. So, right.
She was asking us to watch it, and we got it. We got a quick video
yeah.
of it and tweeted at Matt and Akbar. We got a little response.
We got a little retreat.
Yeah. So it's nice. But the reason I think I love American Ninja Warrior are the background stories are fine, right? Like everybody.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got like a.
Everybody has a story.
Right.
And we are living proof that people will listen to anything. So
some of these stories of like. You know, like the deaf guy that just made it through.
He's a coach.
Right. Here in Chicago. Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah. So Daniel's worked out with him.
Yeah.
At the Ninja Gym. And I think he'll be going back.
Probably.
Now. So it's really cool. So Kyle Schultze is his name. And yeah, it's really cool to see him. I mean, but those stories are great, but it's just the determination and heart that every single athlete puts in to every single run, and then the camaraderie of
I think that's it too, like everyone's got each other's back too.
Right.
There's nobody stabbing each other in the back on that show.
Nobody is cheering for somebody to fail.
No,
right?
you were cheering for what's his face. You were kind of happy that he didn't get very far.
So the only person to ever complete American Ninja Warrior
And win, yes.
Jeff Britton also completed it the same year.
The same year, yes.
But Isaac Caldiero, has been a little aloof and cocky. Mm-hmm. Not saying he doesn't have the right to, but then I also have the right to think like, hey, you've probably been taking this not
as serious.
Like you kind of.
Like he stepped away for a while.
I don't want to say serious. That's actually the wrong word. But I feel like he felt he was just going to come back and crush everything.
Yeah.
Right. And
he went out on a obstacle. He went out on the balance one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've got a hot ninja community here Chicagoland.
We do.
So we've got Jesse Flexler LeBrack running a gym. We've got Kyle Schultze here. We've got Ethan Swanson, the Towers of Power.
Yeah. Michaela's ready. She's very like, but she's got to be. Six, right? Is that what we decided? Or is it four?
I think it's six, yeah.
Six, yeah. So she's got to, as she says, she's got to get bigger before she can go.
Right.
So
yeah, but anyway.
So yeah.
Enough Ninja Warrior talk, but I love that. Oh. So
the other big news.
We have big news.
Big news. Coach Andy of Silver Fox, he agreed to take me on.
You're a fox.
God help his soul. I told him, I'm like, are you sure? You ready for this? I could be your biggest challenge ever. I talked to Andy, you know, we talked to him on the phone. He's like, well, tell me what you want. How do you do? What do you do now?
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
What I really want. And I'm like, well, I walk 30 minutes. I try to go every day. Typically, it's like 2 to 5 times a week, you know, depending on what's going on. This week, I only went twice, I want to say. Because Monday I was hungover and then just work and stuff. Anyways,
it's been a very rough week for work.
So I told him, I'm like, you know, I walk and I don't think I've ever said on air my pace that I walk, but to me it's a good pace for me, but for others it's like seriously. So I walk 2.5 yeah on my treadmill. So I was like barely.
You've talked about it a little bit.
I said that I've gone that slow? Because it's slow. So I admit it. So anyway, so I told him what I'm doing now. And I'm like, in the past, you know, I can run for, you know, short time frames. I would do like a 1 minute run and then I would walk for, you know, 5 minutes or so and stuff like that. And he's like, okay, good. So he sent me my training pack. Okay. Did you talk to him? Are you trying to get my, you know, life insurance? Because, you know, I got a good life insurance here. Because sometimes I read it. I'm like, I think he's trying to kill me within the first week. Because he has me running within the first, like, 2 days.
Right. It's a running coach.
I know. I thought maybe, I don't know.
And I did not talk to Andy about anything other than, hey, would you
Are you sure consider, you want to do this?
Would you consider taking on Gretchen? And now you're in the Silver Fox Athletics
group. I am. And I got a very warm welcome from everyone in the, you guys call it the den.
The right? den, the fox den.
The fox den. But it's,
well, I mean, Kevin's been waiting for this day. I mean, let's be honest. He's never really wanted me around. And I posted the video of George Costanza with Independent George and Relationship George.
Yeah, totally combined.
So Independent Pete has been killed. Worlds collide.
So Monday I walk 35 minutes. Okay, so 5 minutes more than what I do now. I'm assuming he didn't tell me a pace, so I'm guessing I get to go at my own pace.
Yeah, I don't think that in this plan, should talk to him to make sure, but
I think we're going
to
talk tomorrow.
Pace should have nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Then on Tuesday, this is where he starts to try and kill me. I have a 10 by 1.5 minute run, and then he's only giving me a minute and a half to recover after running for 90 seconds. I understand, 90 seconds. I get it.
I really would love to get back to that. I would have felt so much better.
So it's just, it's crazy to me.
You progress faster than you think.
So you kind of do that. You're just walking, blah, blah, blah. There's some resting days. And then Sunday, I'm walking 0.75 miles. Then I'm running half a mile, like nonstop. Like, I don't think I'm allowed to stop.
I don't really know what allowed is. Like, are there punishments in this?
I think so. Are there? I assume.
Is there
vlogging?
Is there some sort of a spell? Like, is it like a Harry Potter plan? I don't understand.
It's crazy. It's just weird for me to see it. And I'm committed. I'm doing it. You know, because A, I'm paying for it, so I'm not gonna do something I'm paying for because I'm cheap as all heck, and I don't want to let Andy down. Now I feel like I owe it to him. I don't want to let him down. Like, he took the time to do this, so like if you were to do this for me, whatever, I'd let you down, no problem. I don't, you know, it's not a big deal. You're my husband. You love me regardless.
You do that every day.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
Harsh, dude. So, man. So anyway, so yeah, so we'll see. So I'm committed. I'm doing it. But it's so funny. He puts on he puts his like inspirational stuff all around. He's just like, he goes, "You got this. Running is so much fun." Yeah. She believed she could, so she did. And then it says, "Do it for the wine." Run for the wine. Gretchen.
I don't remember any of that.
You don't got inspirational stuff on your?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then he says that he's determined for me to do another race after this one. Like, he just thinks, like, I'm going to get this running bug, and I'll be like, oh, let's go for another one.
You might.
Yeah.
I did.
No. So, we'll see. So, anyway. So, yes.
One thing at a time.
Totally committed. Ready to do this. Pretty sure he's going to try and kill me. Better make sure the life insurance is all up to date. And, yeah. So, yeah. So he sent this Friday morning, I open and I read it, right? So I was like, well, I need to rest up. So I didn't do any treadmill work on Friday. And in his email to me, he says, rest up because we get going on Monday. So I'm just following his orders.
I don't know who that Andy is. I don't get a lot of rest up.
He said, rest up. So, yeah. So we'll see. If I'm still around, you might have a new co-host next Friday.
Well, if you may not be able to make it down the stairs. That's basically what you're saying.
Well, no, because I'll be on the treadmill, so I have to.
Well, and we're recording this a day late.
Yeah, it's
we're
Saturday.
Recording on Saturday.
Like,
and
yesterday was a hard day for everyone, so there was no recording.
Yeah,
night.
Well, I probably just want to keep trying to block it out. And I don't know what we'll do next week because we're on the road.
Oh, that's right. We're on the road. So we'll probably, Saturday night probably when we get home.
Either that or Thursday.
Yeah.
We could record before the race. And
yeah, but Friday's the, oh wait, no, I run, my half mile run is on Sunday.
It's on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting for us because usually I get all my stuff done during the week. Like, I don't do treadmill. I don't work out on the weekends because that's your time to do all your stuff, your long runs and your stuff. So I'm taking care of the kid. So it's going to be interesting to see how we work this out.
Well, it's easy because he did yours on Sunday and mine on Saturday. Like, I'm off on Sunday.
Do you think he did that on purpose?
Well, I think the race is on Sunday. He usually mirrors that.
Yeah, the race is Sunday.
More or less.
Yeah.
Or you tell him what you want to do. Or if you wanted to do it on Saturday, you just do it on Saturday.
No, it says Sunday. Saturday's right. My rest day.
That is a... Okay.
Hey, I take things.
I move runs around all the time. It's okay to do it.
I'm going to get yelled at, I feel.
Just a giant Andy head floating over
it's
you.
Here. It's like yelling, you're going to do it. So, yeah. So we'll see.
Well, you know, the good news is that you've got a super supportive group in Silver Fox. Like,
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting. Like, I mean, it's fun. It's great to read everyone's, you know, posts and about their runs and stuff like that. And I kind of feel like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't belong there because I'm not a runner. But we'll see.
No, babe, you've got, they think that I don't belong there. That's, you just got that mixed up.
So.
You don't have to think of yourself as a runner. It's just it's a really good support system. And several of them already feel like they know you, either from me complaining or them listening to the show. There's several listeners in there.
Yeah.
I know quite a few of them listen. So,
yeah,
they probably feel like they know you a little bit.
Yeah.
Already from that. And there's not everybody is fast. Like, we're overall not a fast group. Like,
what are you trying to say about Andy?
Andy's goal is to coach people who are.
He doesn't. It doesn't seem like speed. No. That was his thing. He's like, you know what? Our goal is just for you to finish. Right. That's like the goal. So.
Yeah, and other times you have time goals. So today, you know, Kevin had a goal, right? Not a specific time, but to run as fast as he could, and then he crushes a PR.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, going sub 60 in a 10K. So that's just awesome that he did that. I was super excited about that. I'm, you know, going out to start my run and he's basically finishing up. So I'm just starting and he's telling me his time. And I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah. So it was great. But I'm super excited that you're doing it.
Well, it's my goal. I had to do it. I didn't say how fast.
It doesn't matter.
Didn't say how fast. And that was, I was like, my run is somebody's. Like walk. Right. So anyway, so your training week, you had a rough week.
I had a very tough week, as you said. Started out hungover, which just doesn't happen. So I didn't run on Monday, and I never did my tempo run, and my intent was to do it on Thursday. My meetings for work went forever. Literally forever. That's not true. It's not literally. It felt like forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was going to do it on Friday. And, you know, sometimes we hit a home run on our email offerings of wine. And this was beyond that. It was a grand slam times 10. And I had no time to do anything.
Yeah.
And had to drive back and forth to try to get the kids. And that didn't work out.
Lily
wasn't feeling well. And they didn't come back up with me. But. Here,
you got to see him for a few minutes.
I did. Either way, the week was just terrible, like leading up to the long run today. Yeah. And I had 11 miles today, and it's hot.
Oh, so hot.
I am so done with hot weather. I'm not a hot weather guy.
We haven't had this hot of a summer in a couple of years.
It's just persistently hot.
Yeah, there's no break.
And very high dew point.
Yep.
So it's like you're running in soup.
Yeah.
And today I was determined to slow down. I brought nutrition with me in the form of a hammer powder. It's like a liquid. You drink it. And it's got some calories and it had some, you know, and it works okay, but I can only handle so much of that stuff.
Right. You've never been, even before all this, you never really digested. It just never sat well in your stomach.
So it's working okay, but I still haven't dialed into the right nutrition for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the race.
Yeah.
And it was rough. So the bottom line on this one, though, is today, the 11 miles, I persevered and I did it at a relatively okay pace for me. So I averaged like 12:31 a mile. So I got the run done. And if you extrapolate it out, I would be somewhere around a 2 hour and 44 minute half marathon.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that because so the race is next Saturday, the 18th in Madison.
Right.
And I'm not going for a time goal on this one. This one is about having fun, running the race. I don't want to go back to 3 hours.
Right.
If I can avoid it. But there's going to be hills.
Yes, I was about to say, it's hilly, and it's going to be warm.
And it's going to be warm. So
even though we're north.
You know, I don't know what the cutoff is. I didn't look. My assumption is it's 3.5 hours. which I know I can do.
Yeah.
I know I can do under 3. I'm pretty sure I can do around a 245, but I want to enjoy this. Like, yeah. I don't want to be over, like, get done with this run and just feel like crap the rest of the day and the rest of the weekend. So my goal is to have
Michaela's
some fun.
Gonna have her little sign out. Gotta find her cowbell.
Right.
So she'll be cheering. We'll be fine. I gotta look at the course, the map, so I can plot our spots.
Yeah, and back to training for just a second. Like, I've complained about the heat a lot. I think it's gonna make me a better runner come fall. And I am training through it. Missing a run this week was not ideal.
Right.
It's one run and it's not the end of the world. But I don't want to miss my harder runs going forward. So my commitment to myself is, if you miss a run, miss maybe an easy run.
I feel like all my runs are going to be hard.
Well, I feel that way too. You're not alone. But what I should say, they're like air quotes. Easy runs. But there is a difference. So right. I'm running with paces, right? Whereas you just need to get the workout done.
Yeah.
So there will be differences on that. And I'm going to be here to support whatever you need to do. And, you know, I'm going to encourage you to get out onto the roads some, not just on the treadmill, but, you know, that's all up to you. But there is a difference between treadmill running and running on the roads, for sure. So,
obviously.
But my training, I need to just dial in a little bit more on getting everything in and not letting life get in the way.
Right.
And I had the ability to do all of these runs by, one, not being stupid on Sunday night after we got home and opening another bottle of wine. And the rest of the week by getting up earlier to do the runs. So,
and not like getting up, but not like immediately turning on your computer either.
Right. Well, that's part of it. Getting up, getting out the door. And I think a big part of it is still confidence. So I know I'm getting better in that area. There's still that part of me who says, like, you're not, like, what are you doing? You're not a runner. So why are you getting up at 5:30 to go for a run or 5 o'clock to go for a run?
Right.
But there are people that do it in our group. You'll see people that it's still dark when they're finishing their run and, you know, taking a selfie or posting a video.
Right.
So I need to get my head straight still.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling with the fact that that's a priority early in the day, not just at some point in the day.
Yeah.
And I've run a lot of midday runs lately, which is terrible when it's this hot.
When it's this hot. Yep.
But builds character.
No.
So that's really it on my training for now. I'm excited about the race.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
I think it'll be fun.
Another
and
medal.
Then, you know,
you're almost done. Like, this will be finish your first row of medals. You'll be
it
going.
Will?
To, yeah, you'll go up to the next row.
Oh, look at that! And most of them are this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where, like, I didn't keep all my medals when I ran before.
Yeah.
I kept a few.
Yeah, there's a 2014 one up there.
Yeah, well, 14, 16, and then if I do Naperville again, that'd be 14, 16, 18
for Naperville. Oh, that's
right.
That's what you're saying.
And I'm thinking about that. And, you know, our friend Dana sent me some races that are near them in Kentucky that looked really cool. And the timing just, I don't think, is going to work, which stinks. But I'm going to look for some more races there. And see, you know, I think it'd be great to go down there, do a race,
That'd
spend some
fun.
Time with them.
That'd be totally fun.
So, yeah. All right. Well, getting away from our, what do we call this? FMC Rewind.
Yes.
We had our one-year healthiversary.
We did.
And we touched on it briefly last episode. A teaser, if you will.
A teaser.
And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what the last year has been like for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of our viewpoints, any lessons learned, and, you know, kind of what the future looks like and what are we going to do? So how is this, like, put this year in perspective from a health standpoint for you and, like, overall, like, what it has done for you, what you need it to still do, and maybe a little bit even of how it fits in the context of all the other times you've tried to eat differently.
Well, this one's definitely different because I don't feel like I'm on a diet So all the other times that we've, you know, tried or I've tried to lose weight, I've always felt like I was on a diet. I would go out to dinner and I would look at the food with the less calories and not really what would taste good. You know, it was a very different mindset in my previous endeavors. So this past year, what it's taught me was is that you don't have to look at, it's not so much like what you're eating, it's what types of food. Like, you know, it's just, I never realized, oh, this pound of pasta I'm eating for dinner, that really does put on weight, you know, it's like, or inhibits you, because I would think, oh, I'm having a fistful of pasta, that's one serving, it's okay, you know. But it's like, no, it's not. For me, it's just not okay. My father can eat 5 pounds of pasta and not gain a damn pound, right? Whereas for me, I have a bite and I feel like I'm just going to. And I've had stomach issues for years. You know, I was lactose intolerant. I had my gallbladder out. I had acid reflux. I mean, it was just like one thing after another. Never knew what was going on. And ever since we kind of changed our eating habits, they're not all gone by any means, but I definitely feel like I'm not popping the Tums nearly as much as I used to. And the only times when I do pop them is when I, you know, go off track a little bit, you know, have a bite of Michaela's pancake or have, you know, a piece of strawberry shortcake, you know. It's just, but I mean, it's for me, I think it's how we are now. Like, I don't even think of it anymore. Honestly, I just don't even, it doesn't even enter my mind, like, do I miss pasta? Yeah, but I'm okay with not having it, because you know what? If I really do miss it, guess what? I'm going to have some pasta. But it's just part of who we are now. Like, it doesn't really, I don't have those big cravings that I did at the beginning. It's kind of all just kind of, it is what it is, I guess. But I've always been that way. It's like, this is it. This is what we're doing. I'm good like that. And I've just moved forward. So I've adapted and I've accepted everything, I think, a lot easier than some people.
Do you think learning how to maintain has been a big deal for you? Because I argue that it's easier to lose weight than it is to maintain your weight.
I mean, basically, I've maintained my weight for 5 months. I've basically been the same weight for 5 months now without even really trying, you know. It's just, you know, we've had vacations in there. We've had some nights out. We've had some parties. We've had all this stuff. But, you know, it's like I have one bad night. I go up a couple pounds. It's gone the next day because I cleanse my system again. You know, it's just, you get everything out. I drink like a gallon of water and everything's back to normal. So maintaining is so easy in this eating the way that we do, in my opinion, for me.
Well, I think it right. I agree. It's a lot easier because we can have a night like we chose to tonight and just kind of eat what we wanted. And then we're just going to go right back to the right things for us tomorrow.
Right.
And if we do the right thing 80% of the time, we're going to maintain our weight at this point.
I mean, I still want to lose, you know, I wanted to lose 20 more pounds this year. I think that was my goal weight, that I wanted to lose another 20 potentially. I'm not going to meet that. It's going to be hard for me to lose 20 pounds. I don't know. Because especially with me like starting to run, I don't know. I see how you react with running and it's like you want to eat more and I don't know what I'm going to do. Like honestly, I'm a little scared, but I don't know what eating is going to be like for me expending all this extra energy, right, into walking and running and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how this works.
Well, you don't really have sugar in your body, so it should be okay.
Yeah.
I only get that way after long runs now. I don't get that way anymore after shorter efforts.
Yeah.
But days like today, I was ravenous.
Yeah.
But so, I also ran 11 miles.
Right.
With 300 calories total.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how that is. But so I don't think I'm going to, you know, lose the 20 pounds in the next 4 months. Right. That's not going to happen. Not where we are. Not where I am right now. Last year, yes, I did lose because I had so much to lose. Now, I mean, I still have a lot to lose. I mean, I'm sure some people would be like, oh, my God, you got to lose another 30 or 40 pounds, really. But for me, for what I want to be, another 20 pounds, I think I'll be happy. Like, I think that's like am I going to be skinny? No. But I think I'm going to be skinnier and I'm going to be healthier. And I think that's a good weight for me. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think I took a lot of the same things away. The one thing I'll say, though, is I said that maintaining weight can be more difficult than losing weight. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that losing weight isn't hard. It is. Losing weight is hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult. And I have hit a little bit more of a wall than you have in terms of how we're eating and what we're doing. And I am more mentally broken right now.
Yeah.
In terms of what I'm willing to do and not do. I'm exhausted. It's exhausting to me to continuously avoid things that taste good and I want. And not that, you know, meat and vegetables and, you know, all that good stuff doesn't taste good. It does, but it doesn't taste good in the same way as a bowl of ice cream.
Right.
It's hard. It's very, very difficult. And so I've kind of gotten into the habit of more of the 80-20 rule. And I found that I can maintain. And when I slip down to 70-30, I do gain a little bit.
Right.
And I can get it right back by going 90-10. But I've got to watch out for that because
you can't have that. The swing is not good either for the health reason.
No. And I'm only swinging, you know, 3 to 5 pounds, which isn't humongous, but it's bigger than it should be.
Right.
I need to stay closer to the same weight. One 7 pound swing after vacation or 10 pound swing. That was a big one. Either way doesn't really matter because I took it back off and I'm fine from a weight perspective right now. I do need to lose another 20 to 25 pounds also. The bigger part right this minute for me is the fact that I want to eat stuff that I know I don't do well with.
Right.
And I'm just tired. I mean, I'm tired. The willpower thing is not even in play.
Yeah.
Because it's beyond willpower to me.
And I'm trying to be supportive and but I also am not going to, I've never been that person to tell you, no, you can't have that. I want to, for dinners all week, I make those choices for us, right? You know, I make our dinner choices. I choose what you're going to eat. So I help you in that respect. But when we're out to dinner, like tonight, it's like, you wanted pizza. Like you wanted it. And I'm like, okay, well, let's have pizza. I'm like, I can see when you get to that point, it's like, you need that. You need that to reset yourself.
Yeah. And I don't think I'll need it tomorrow. I don't think I'll need it tomorrow. I do fine for breakfast and dinners here. I do fine. It's the middle of the day. If I'm not home,
right.
That's where it gets rough for me.
And you said at the very beginning of this lifestyle change for you, I was making our meals.
Everything.
3 meals a day.
Yep.
And, I stopped because it's exhausting to make 3 meals. And also I wasn't losing as much because I was eating. I think my intake was too much for me. So I cut back for my own to try and lose weight. And I cut back on not having a full lunch, having more of a snacky stuff throughout the day instead of just one meal for lunch. I found it was easier for me to start losing weight by having, a bowl, some nuts and some yogurt or cottage cheese rather and stuff. So, but mainly I stopped because it's tiring,
Yeah,
and you have to think about 3 meals is just exhausting.
Right.
So
and I'm not
burnt out.
And I'm not saying that anything that I'm doing or going through has anything to do with you.
No, I know that. I know that.
That was above and beyond and I appreciated it.
Well, we needed it. We needed it. And if you need me to start, trying to do lunches and stuff like that to help get you back into the right mindset, then, I'm here to do that.
It's more of I need to learn how to not let stress control my appetite.
That was my other thing is you are beyond stressed with work. I mean, I get stressed with work. I don't eat when I get stressed with work.
Right. And I do.
And you do.
And it's difficult. So I need to take a step back and do some other things that will help curb that. Because I do want to lose the weight. But right now, It's not a I'm going to or I'm starting now or it's not a priority. And so the other thing that I have a couple of other pieces that this is one of them. Losing weight has to be a priority in your life. if you want to actually lose weight,
yeah.
it needs to be conscious. Mm-hmm. It needs to be a choice and it needs to be a priority. I'm not saying that you neglect your family in order to lose weight.
Hmm.
But what I'm saying is that you've kind of got, you know, you've got your family and work and, you know, your community, whatever that is. If it's a neighborhood community or a faith community, whatever you have right at the top, losing weight has to get to that nearly that level. Because if it's not, it is so easy to slip.
Yeah.
And I'm not gaining, which is great.
Right.
But I'm really close to having a problem. And I know it. So I've got to make some really tough decisions. When we got back from vacation, I was super strict. It was great. And then it's just the stress of what's going on with work.
Yeah.
Kind of got to me. And this is not blaming anyone at work.
No.
Right. This is I take things too seriously.
Yeah. You control your stress.
Right. It's me. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not pointing fingers at anyone or anything. This is kind of a part of my growth. Right. As
yeah.
a person, even at 47, I'm still trying to figure it out. Right. And a big part of it is I need to just remember that if it comes in a package, I'm not eating it.
No.
I can look at it. And walk away like I did for a long time on this pattern. And that's the other piece is the thing that I really learned at the top of this whole thing is that whole, real foods are what you need to eat.
Yeah.
Grains for us are a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not a problem for you, I mean, do whatever you need to do.
That's
like
awesome.
I wouldn't cut it out. I would
eat all the grains you can.
I will argue that sugar is an issue.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
No.
But my gut feeling tells me that sugar is a big problem and the biggest problem on our planet. For obesity is sugars. So, and you know, with carbohydrates, they're not evil. Refined carbohydrates are not our friend.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other people who have cut it out now. I mean, we've impacted the eating lifestyle of at least a dozen people that
I
we
know
of.
It's crazy.
That
like
have,
real foodies too.
Right. That
yeah.
have come back and are like, wow, right?
Yeah.
And some people that really didn't look like they needed to lose weight, but now they feel
they
better.
They feel better.
And they
exactly.
did lose some and now they feel better and their life is, you know,
yeah.
Richer and fuller for those reasons. But, you know, I think eating real foods, whole foods are a good thing. Cutting back on sugar is a big deal. And I do think you should cut back or cut off refined carbohydrates and get yourself to what, you know, I don't like to say no carb. I like to say right carb.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, the other big lesson. Goals for the future. I want to get back to where I feel like this is what I want to be doing
yeah.
versus what I have to be doing. Because it was a want
it
for
a
long time. And now I feel like I have to. And I gotta change that
yeah.
mindset again.
Because I'm not there.
Right. You still want to do it, right?
Yeah. I'm fine. So when we started this journey, right, I went on this journey with you because, you know, it's easier for us to do it together, right? That's what we said at the very beginning. And I was just like, sure, let's go for it. Why not? You know? And I don't think that's changed for me. I'm like, sure, we'll do it. Why not? You know?
Well, so are you saying that if I stop tomorrow, you would just stop?
No, I would say that, no, I wouldn't stop, but I could see if you were to stop tomorrow, I could totally see myself slowly slipping back into it. I don't think I would be like, because it's not, because what am I going to do? Make pasta for you and not for me? What are we,
well,
I mean,
no.
that's just,
no, not
you just don't, you don't do that, you know? And even tonight, you know, we went, you know, tonight for dinner, it was like, oh, do you want it? Yeah, I'll do it. Like we feed off of each other.
Right. And so we have to stop. I mean, we have
so
to speak up a little
just,
bit more.
It's just how, this is how we are, is how we interact with each other. Like we're each other's worst, like not nightmare, but
what,
like
what do they call it? What do they
what
call
is it?
It's like, enabling.
Enable. We enable each other. We 100% enable each other.
Yeah.
So if you were to stop tomorrow, it's not like you would say no. You have to stop too. I would just like probably slowly be like okay, and I would slowly start introducing, you know, carbs back into our diet, into our dinners,
refined
and sugars.
Carbs.
Yes, I would start. adding all that stuff probably back in slowly just because, let's see, what's easier to figure out, a pasta dish? Or, I mean, it's just easier, especially when you're trying to feed a toddler.
Well, yeah, it just comes out of a package.
Again, you know, everyone's like, oh, you're doing this repeat. Yes, I did. Am I still doing repeat? Probably.
Oh, see, now that.
So now there's your guilt. You can't stop because then I'm going down with you.
No. No, that actually would. I don't know. I got to think about that. I didn't realize that and I don't like it.
Why?
That's a little unfair. But
we're doing it for each other. Like, we're doing it together. We're a package when it comes to this.
I know, but you've got to have some internal mechanism that says, I want to do this.
I do want to. If I didn't want to do it, I would go have a burger when you were, when I go out to lunch with or dinner with Michaela, right? You're not around. I don't have the bun. Like, that's my own free will choices. You're not around.
Okay, well, so then it's not just for me, though.
No.
I make it sound like it's all on my shoulders.
It's all on your shoulders.
Which is, we all know that I cave easily, so this is going to be bad.
Sorry, I have an itch in my ear. No, I still make my own choices. It's not like, but we started this journey because you wanted to give this a try.
Yeah, but I want to continue it together, but I want it to be that each one of us wants to do it as an individual and then we support each other.
I like how I feel.
Okay. So
I want to do it myself, but I'm saying that, you know, if all of a sudden you're like, no, I'm not doing this.
What if I want to be a vegan?
Well, then we have to talk to a divorce lawyer. Because I'll follow you many ways, but I won't follow you down that path. And I think our daughter won't either. You know, all our kids.
Honestly, I think that's like vegans are like at the top of my list for like willpower. Those people
are
great.
I mean, they're so much you can't eat.
But they're spot on, like, doing it. It's like they have to know every ingredient.
Every ingredient.
So to me, they're some of the strongest people out there. Like, seriously.
Could not do it.
No way.
No.
Well, I don't want to either.
No. Good.
But.
No.
All right.
So anyways.
So the goals are continue to support each other, but for me to get out of this mental funk.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I want to stop bringing the noise, bringing the funk.
I don't think there's anything I can do to help you break out of that funk.
I don't know. I'm not asking you to. So
I know, but as your partner, your wife, that's.
I know. If I think of something, I'll let you know. But I just got to get my own head out of my own keister. So, and then we both want to lose more weight. So over the next year, I think we both want to lose another 20-ish pounds. Yeah. I'd like to lose a little more than that. Look, I feel better when I eat the way that we've decided. I run better. You know, I'm more focused. Whether there's science behind it or not, don't care because it's just what happens.
You talked about it earlier. You know, a lot of people feel like they gain weight in the wintertime. And you said, you brought this up the other night, you're like, you feel like the summer is because you don't like the heat so much. I think like come wintertime, come fall, winter, like, you know, we're going to have that other burst of weight loss just because. Your running is going to be better because it won't be so hot and humid and soupy and stuff like that. So mentally, it's like you're doing the reversal. Like usually people get depressed in the wintertime because there's no sun. You're going to like thrive.
Right. I'm more like a vampire.
You are.
I don't like the sun, but I do love garlic. So, you know, there's that.
There's that.
And holy water only stings for a second. It doesn't actually kill me.
It burns.
But I think that we're on the right track. I mean, it's been a good year overall. I mean, we've both lost over 35 pounds.
I am at 37.
Yeah. So, and I think I'm right around the same now. I was really close to 40 and I think I've, you know, fallen back to about 37, but still maintaining that kind of weight loss.
Right. For a year.
Getting the weight loss and then maintaining it, it's pretty exciting because that's not happened too often in my life.
And I put on my excitement this week was I put on a pair of pre-trying to get pregnant jeans. So it was like my skinny jeans, like fit me again.
There you
go.
Not
all of them.
See?
Not all of them.
We call that an NSV, non-scale victory.
Yes, it was quite nice to put those on, and they were like loose even. Like there wasn't even a muffin top going. It was great.
Well, and that's important too, and I did learn that over this year too, is the scale is a great metric. It's a metric.
You're right.
So things like fitting in clothes properly and not having things, you know, seeping like out like a overstuffed sausage.
Exactly.
It's nice. So, all right. Anything else?
Nothing.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up then. Thank you for listening to episode 44 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is Safar, You Got Me Wrong. You can find us on the social medias at Fat Man Stories, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're like semi-active on all of them. So, you know, we do our best. This is not a paid gig.
No.
So you can subscribe to listen to the show each and every time we record by going to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app and hitting subscribe. Also, if you could leave us a rating and review, that would be fantastic. I didn't look again, but I don't think we got any, but I didn't look.
You should really look soon. We ask people to do it, and they're always like, we've probably got like 20 new reviews.
Right. and then get yourself some swag. Show your FMC pride at fatmanchronicles.com/shop. All right. That'll wrap it up for this episode. Thanks, as always, for listening. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now